Arthur, well, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday on the bottom of page Tzadik. Actually, we can pick up on page Tzadik Aleph. So well, say, remember, the theme that we were focusing on, and the theme that we were focusing on is this idea of self-identification. That it's only if we identify in the right way are we truly able to accomplish some level of significant change. Because remember, again, his whole idea was, how do you define yourself at your core? If at your core a person ultimately is good, then I understand that any negativity is simply a layer that's superimposed. In which case, the same way it's been superimposed, it can also be removed. On the other hand, if man believes that at his core he's negative, then by definition, change becomes much more difficult. Why? Because I could change layers that are superimposed. It's much more difficult to change layers or to change the very essence of who and what I am. So look at Tzadik Aleph. Habdolas v'hachnaas halavush lo etzamani. And again, we also remember, we're dealing with the core model of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov uses a three-pronged change model. Hachnaa, which the Mechaber here defined as, again, a breaking apart of the body and guf. Havdala, a separation of those two parts. And Habtaka, which literally means sweetening, which means a rejoining of those two parts in a healthy way. It says in the Mechaber, page Tzadik Aleph, the section that begins Havdalas, it's really the third line in. Me'ata, ma sheyasad lana ha-Baal Shem Tov, she'avodas ha'adam hi hachna'a v'havdala. Now that we've established, based on the model of the Baal Shem Tov, that the true avoda of man is this breaking apart of body and soul and separation of the two components in order lahachnia es koach hara ulahavdilo min ha'adam. And again, what's supposed to become clear is in the Baal Shem Tov's model, the logic or the reasoning for splitting apart these two things is to go ahead and allow man to understand that he's not bad and he's not ra, but to identify the negative, the ra things that exist within. So to isolate those things. Yesh pinimiyos la'avodah hazu. Kol zman she'adam tofes es ha'ani kineshama v'gurus. Well, it's a very important yisod. As long as a person identifies his inner I, the I, meaning like the capital I with quotation marks, when I identify my inner I as being a combination of soul and body, shehuguf shebesocho neshama, that I am a body that houses within the soul. Harishu menase lahachnia ulahavdil es etzem hani. Then when he tries to separate out the body from his soul, he's trying to separate a very piece of himself. The es etzem hani I efshar lahavdil. And if there's one thing you can't split in life, it is your inner I. And we'll say, listen to this. Davarze nikra hayom pitzum or fitzum ishiut. So this is very interesting. So he says there is a clinical term when a person tries to split the inner eye, and it's called a split personality. Pitzul ishiut means a split personality. Well, so what does that mean? We know that a split personality is a very unhealthy thing. A person needs, and sometimes many of us suffer from this disorder, if not in a clinical sense, sometimes in a spiritual sense, where we're not really clear on who we are and what we are. And says in the Mechaber, if I believe that part of my inner I is my physicality as well, meaning, so if I believe that if you ask me who I am, well, I am a combination of body and soul at my core, then by definition, if a person tries to engage in the Baal Shem Tov's model and tries to split apart body and soul, so ultimately, what is a person going to end up doing? Person is going to end up splitting their most inner core personality, and obviously that's not a healthy thing. He says, "Im adam rotze lechalik es atzmo ze ason nora." If a person tries to split apart their inner eye, then by definition, this could become a terrible tragedy. Es ha'ani i'efshar lechalik. One thing you can't divide up in life, you should not divide up in life, is your core personality. If a person does have to split it up, is a terrible mistake and could be emotionally or spiritually detrimental. But yet, on the other hand, when a person realizes that in my essence, my core essence, is that I am a soul. That's what I am. At the end of the day, I am my primary identity is one of a soul. But yes, of course, I have a body. But that body serves in the capacity almost as an article of clothing. Also remember, his whole mashal in terms of the body being an article of clothing, it's the same way that at the end of the day, when a person takes off their clothing, unless he has to put it in the laundry, so a person doesn't say, oh my gosh, how can I put this in the laundry? I'm so connected to this shirt. I'm so connected to this pair of pants. I mean, you know, once you get past the age of like 16, where you change your clothes hopefully on a little bit on a regular basis. So a person doesn't have those. Again, I like my clothing. My clothing is important to me. My clothing is definitely part of my identity. There's no question about that. But I don't have a deep-seated eye connection to these articles. And says the Mechaber, that is the relationship that we strive to establish with the body. It's important. It's necessary. I have to take care of it. I have to nurture it. I have to appreciate it. But the physicality does not become part of the definition of my persona. It's the clothing of my neshama. And my neshama is my most important asset in life. My neshama is the definition of the I. He goes on, he says, look at the next paragraph. He says, Tzarech lahavin, shadvarim ha-ne'amarim kam einon begeder yediyah ba'alma. And the Mechaber says, I'm not just telling you like pieces of knowledge. You know, sometimes we learn things, and they're interesting pieces of knowledge, but they're not necessarily, you can't really apply them. So he says, this is not why I'm telling you this. Zohi yediya shetzricha lahafoch eitzel ha'adam esei staklos al atzmo. The importance of these concepts is because they change and alter the way we look at ourselves. Va'az avodaso tehei harbe yoser kala. He's supposed to listen to this. Once we shift our perception of ourselves, our work in life becomes much easier. Ina kavana shi lo kal. Now, easier doesn't mean easy. Ach yiye lo harbe yoser kal ve'efshari me'asher lo adam hamaskir la'avod im atzmo lo ha'avanas habasisis ha'pinimis. Now, it doesn't mean it's easy. What it means is once you have a true understanding of who and what you are, it becomes much easier to engage in important life work, easier than someone who doesn't know who and what they are at their core. He goes on. Avodas ha'adam, imkein, shihachna'a v'havdala, t'chilasa enena ba'ofen ma'asim. So we'll say, see, here's what we have so far. So what we're coming out is an exceptionally important core concept. That everything, the first step of, and the word, I'm not even going to use the word change, because he's not even talking as much about life change as he is about life improvement. We all want to live better. That's the goal. Change is a very relative term, but this, hopefully we all share a common goal that we want to be better. We want to live better. We want to accomplish more. We want to do more. We want to actualize our potential. Where does that start? Where does every single spiritual life initiative start? It starts with an understanding of who I am, of what I am. And the first question is, how do I define the I? So if I define the I, so what happened, let me go back. The big problem, says the Mechaber, is that most of us define the I as a hybrid, that we are both body and soul. And if that happens, if that's how I define myself, then change or self-advancement becomes very difficult. Because the first part of change is a separation of body and soul. Because I have to, and what that separation that we see in the Baal Shem Tov's model means, that I have to identify the negative things in my life. And the truth is, the negative things in life don't come from my neshama. The negative things in life come from my body. That they come from the physicality, from the carnal side of man. It's just the reality of existence. However, again, if I identify my core I as both body and soul, then by definition, it's very difficult to isolate and to isolate those negative things. Why? Because I've identified that those negative things are what? Are part of the core of my identity. And then you're asking me to split the core of my identity, that's exceptionally difficult. But if I accept the premise that at my core, I am a neshama, I am not at my core, at my core, I am a neshama, at my core, I am a soul. And yes, this soul must enter into a 120-year strategic partnership with a body. And it's an important partnership, and it's a partnership that needs to be nurtured in the right way. But at my core, if you ask me what I am, I am in the neshama. That's the piece of me that's eternal. That's the piece of me that's dominant. That's the piece of me that I have to nurture and foster. Oh, now suddenly change becomes quite possible and feasible. Why? Because at my core, I am good. At my core, I am holy. At my core, I am eternal. Which means then all I really need to do is identify the other things that become superimposed on my soul and figure out how to first separate them, then cleanse them, and then rejoin them back with my body. He goes on. Ube'emes avodas ha'adam imkein shiach no'a v'abdala Tchilasa einena ba'ofen ma'asi. Therefore, it turns out that the real work of man, that is the hachna, the splitting of parts of the body and soul, the havdalah, the ultimate separation, doesn't begin with actions. Tchilas ha'avoda ne'utza b'da'ato shel ha'adam. The first step of this process is within the mindset of man, machshavosav, ina kavana lahafrit hara min atob machshavto b'da'ato, el reishis lahakir mihu, ulahakir mihu be'emes ha'anishol. The first step of also in any life advancement or change is to identify, who am I? Who am I? Or perhaps better stated, what is the true inner I? Ube'emes kach kosov. Ruchayim vital b'sefer shari kedusha. Shaha'ani shala adam. So we'll actually skip down to the next paragraph. Nimtseinu l'meidim eifo. Sha'avanas ha'adam shemitziyuso enena neshama b'soch guf. Ela neshama ha'melubeshes b'guf. Therefore, it turns out that the most important mindset that we need in order to begin proper and appropriate and meaningful living is to recognize that I am not a soul housed inside of a body, but instead I am a soul that is clothed by a body. And the body is only considered to be a article of clothing to the neshama. Havana zu, this understanding, hashoresh shakol avodas Hashem shel ha'adam. This understanding is the root of all service of God. Zohi avoda habenuya b'tzuri yisodis shalakaras mahusani. And this understanding is necessary in order to understand the core identity of who I am. All right, Devos, so we'll stop over here for today.
This theory basically there are no, at people's core, nobody is front, nobody is back.
No, remember, that's not true. The Mechaber said at their core, everybody's good.
That's what I'm saying. No,
that's what you said.
There's no, nobody's evil.